A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! Hail, Silver! Hoy!
The governor of the state had come to Jamesville to praise the men who were building the Union Pacific, a hazardous undertaking under ordinary circumstances. But from Jamesville westward, a seemingly impossible task. Properly, the governor directed most of his praise toward a short, chunky man who stood by his side on the small platform.
As governor of this state, I congratulate all of you men who represent the Union Pacific. This historic achievement you are engaged in will make possible the opening of new worlds to the westward. New horizons come into view with each step forward. And a new civilization is being born within this great nation of ours.
Yay!
You all deserve a great reward for the magnificent job you are doing. And most of all, I want to take my hat off to the fightingest construction man in the West. Here he is, your own two-fisted boss, Rigger McClure.
Yay!
You, Gandy Dancers, better move up a little closer if you want to hear what I got to say. Because I ain't running for no re-election like the governor here. Anyways, I can't yell like he does.
Well, Rigger doesn't have to run for re-election, man. He's already re-elected. And I'm going to let him tell you about the new franchise he's just received from the Union Pacific.
Well, I ain't signed it yet. I wanted to talk to you fellas first. Wanted to be sure you knew what you was getting into. They want us to build the line on west, up through the Lost Hills. Yeah, I was some surprised myself. That country will make what we just been through look like Main Street back home. There's going to be snow up in them hills for long. Worse weather than you men have ever seen. If we take the contract, it means working 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. The road's got to be laid to a point the other side of Needle Pass, 65 miles from Jamesville. The franchise says we got 2 months to do the job in. That's better than a mile a day. If you men want the job, say so. You don't? It's all right with me. But if we take it, she's got to go through in 60 days.
Go ahead and sign her, Rigger.
We'll put her through.
Sure, we'll take the job.
Yeah! In encouraged by the enthusiasm of his men, McClure signed the new franchise to run 65 miles of railroad from Jamesville to Prairie Bend in 60 days. Within 2 weeks, the rails had been laid as far as the first section camp, 20 miles west of Jamesville. As a gesture of appreciation, McClure gave the crew a day off to celebrate the fact that they were 3 days ahead of their schedule.
Hey, here he comes now. Come on, fellas. Three cheers for Rigger McClure.
Hooray!
What's all the racket for, Willie?
Boss, I just told the boys that you said about a bonus for the whole bunch. Believe you me, there's going to be some railroad building from here on out, Rigger.
Well, that's fine, fellas. And the sooner we finish her up, the sooner we can all head for home.
You boys don't really figure on putting that road through to Prairie Bend on schedule, do you?
Listen, mister. We always get where we're going. On schedule, see?
Well, you won't keep on no schedule from now on, I'll bet. Not after you get into the Lost Hills. You're going to lose all you made up and then some. That's tough country, Willie.
Yeah. Well, we're tough hombres, see?
Sure. The Lost Hills is full of tough hombres, what's left of them. You wait till she starts to storming up around the pass. You won't lay a mile of track in a week.
Who's the loudmouth, Willie?
That's Dude Faraway. Owns this crummy joint.
Loudmouth, huh? You calling me loudmouth, McClure?
I'll call you worse than that. You don't shut up aggravating my boys. What's the idea? Ain't they spend enough money in this dump?
They only said I didn't think you had a chance of putting the railroad through to Prairie Bend on schedule. And you ain't, see?
Why not?
Because it can't be done. Not by you nor anyone else. Next time you go to call the names in here, mister.
Yeah? What's going to happen, loudmouth?
You're really asking for trouble, huh?
I'm asking, gambler. You giving any?
They can give more than you can handle.
Listen, Tinhorn. If that bump under your arm should be a gun, you better be careful to keep it where it is. Or else you'll find that bump right smack on top of your noggin.
Look out, boss!
You big lock! Here, give me that shoulder gun, gambler! Here's where we transfer the bump as promised. Next time you go to throwing your lip around Faraway, we're liable to take this joint apart. And you with it, savvy?
You're a fool, McClure. Maybe no railroad construction, but you don't know the Lost Hills.
You still think we can't cut her through the Prairie Bend on schedule, huh?
I know you can't. Not in 6 weeks you got left.
You wouldn't want to make a little bet on that, would you, Tinhorn?
Tinhorn, huh? No, I wouldn't want to make a little bet, McClure. But I'd like to bet you, say, $1,000 you won't make it. Or $5,000. Whatever you can scratch up, say.
You'll forget I work for my dough, gambler. Construction men don't have that kind of money.
That's too bad now. Especially since you was wanting to bet so much.
Come on, Willie. Let's get out of this joint before we get poisoned or something.
You go ahead, Rigger. I'll be along in a minute.
Yeah. I'll go on over to the section car and get some shut-eye. You tell these fellows to get all the meanness out of their systems before midnight. We're heading back for camp, yeah?
Sure, I'll tell them, Rigger. You betcha I'll tell them plenty.
That boss of yours ain't so big and brash when it comes to showing the color of his money, huh, Willie?
Only reason Rigger didn't take your bet fair away was because, like he said, he ain't got that much.
Yeah, sure.
But that don't mean you ain't got a bet, gambler.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Wait till I get up on this table here. Hey, you ringtail rat-a-hands, listen to me.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Brother Willie's going to make a speech.
Hey, Willie! Shut up, you loafers. Now, listen. You all heard this big, windy gent here blowing off about how he couldn't put the road through the Prairie Bend on schedule, eh?
Yeah, we heard him.
Offered to bet the boss 5,000 smackers it couldn't be done, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, old Rigger couldn't fade the bet, boys, on account he's been breaking his back to meet our payroll, see? And him with no way of knowing whether he's going to get a cent or not until we finish a job on time.
What are you getting at, Willie?
There's better than 100 of us fellas right here, right now. And we all got a couple of weeks' pay in our pockets, which we've been figuring to give this weasel-faced Faraway before heading back to camp.
Well, what's your plan?
Well, let's make the big tramp earn our money. Let's put it all together and call his bet. What do you say?
Yes, let's go!
Confound dumbed and idiotic shenanigans I ever heard of. Willie, doggone if you hadn't better go get your head examined.
Why, shucks, Rigger. We wasn't going to let that tin-horned gambler run no sandy on you. Well, that's why we got together and called his back.
You're a bunch of muddle-headed fools, that's what. Ought to fire every last mother's son of you. To think you didn't have brains enough to... All right, boys. I'm thinking you're the best bunch of roughnecks a man ever had working for him. But that dude Fairway's a slick hombre. And he's a gambler. Kind of won't lose $6,000 to anyone if he can help it. I'm thinking he's going to do everything he can to make trouble for us. Yeah? We better be watching for trouble. From here to Prairie Bend. Because that tin horn sure is going to provide plenty of it. Now get to work, you hammer-headed galoots, before I pick up a shovel and beat some sense into you. Of all the no-good, stupid dumbbells I ever met you.
I'm looking for Rigger McClure.
Well, what do you want? You're on the dodge, fella. Just keep going.
This mask doesn't necessarily mean that I'm an outlaw.
No? Maybe you're a traveling sky pilot in disguise. Come to save us from perdition, huh?
What my friend has to say may save you from something equally unpleasant.
Yeah? The engine? What's he got to say?
Hello?
Well, Tonto come through Lost Hills. Find Indian camp other side mountain. Chief Big Nose, him good friend, Tonto.
Injuns, huh? Maybe a big war party, huh? Well, whatever. We've run into Redskins before.
Chief Big Nose, him talk plenty straight. Him say feller come, offer much gold. If Big Nose take war path, stop you from build railroad.
You evidently have enemies in these parts, McClure.
Yeah. Yeah, I got an idea.
Oh, hold up there!
What thunder? Hey, what are you trying to do? Kill that horse?
Listen, up ahead, landslide.
Landslide?
Up at the gorge. Take us a week to get through there. And then,
well,
Willie was caught. I got to him just before he died. Willie said he seen two men riding away over the rim. One was a big fellow wearing a mask and riding a white horse. Other fellow was an Injun.
Well, what do you got to say, masked man?
My friend and I know nothing about any landslide.
That's a lie. You and your Injun part dynamited the gorge and killed Willie Stanley. Come on, let's get them. Both of them right now.
You got that fellow? I'll tackle McClure.
Come on, Silver. Get up, scout. Look out!
At the Lone Ranger's command, the great white stallion charged ahead. The masked man left the saddle in a flying tackle to land squarely on the astonished construction boss, Rigger McClure. Before the angry workman could fathom what had happened, Rigger was struggling in the iron grip of the Lone Ranger, while a short distance away, Tonto held the squirming man who'd brought the news.
Now you be still. You'll not get hurt. You murder.
You
steady, McClure, steady.
Oh, you couldn't even sight murder.
All I came here is your friends. You've got to listen whether you want to or not. Now, you men, stand fast. Them to stand and listen, McClure.
Wait a minute, boys. This big bruiser is breaking my arm.
All right. Let up on the boss, mister, and we'll hear you. But make it snappy, because he might get impatient.
Otto was speaking the truth when he said that someone had offered Chief Big Nose a cash reward right against you men. You can be thankful that Big Nose and Tonto are good friends.
What's that got to do with you dynamiting the gorge?
Yeah. Better talk fast, masked man, because in a minute I'm going to turn this bunch loose on you. Even if you break both my arms.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger spoke quietly to Rigger McClure, leader of the hostile crew of workmen who stood in a grim circle about the masked man and his friend Tonto.
These men are too angry to listen to reason, McClure. They'll still obey orders from you.
Yeah, so what about us?
Give me your word to keep them in check for 5 minutes and I'll release you. And after you've heard our story, you can do as you please.
All right. But you better talk straight.
I intend to. Otto, you let that man go now. I mentioned that you might have enemies around here, McClure. You started to say that you had an idea who it was. You might have approached the Indians back in the hills.
I was thinking of Dude Fairway. Runs a gambling dive in Jamesville.
What does Fairway have against you?
Nothing, except he suckered us into a $6,000 bet that we wouldn't get the Prairie Bend on schedule. I reckon he's anxious to win.
Evidently anxious enough that he's willing to commit murder. Fairway must have learned that Tonto and I were in these parts and tried to make it appear that we dynamited the gorge.
Brother, that's the flimsiest story I ever heard. And for my part, I've heard enough.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me see one of them cartridges in your gun belt.
All right. There you are, Rigger.
Huh. Well, I don't know why I didn't tumble sooner, Masked Man. All right. We ain't giving you any more trouble.
Hey, what's coming over you, Rigger? You gone loco?
If you'd been paying attention, you'd have noticed the Masked Man call his horse Silver. And the engine's name is Tonto. And here, take a look at this cartridge. Made out of silver. Well, no wonder you tossed me around like I was a school kid. You're the Lone Ranger. Well, maybe you can help me figure out how to build a railroad and fight a dirty bunch of crooks at the same time. Sure have to rig up something and quick, too.
Tonto and I will help you. I don't like men who impersonate me to commit murder.
The work of clearing the gorge cost McClure and his men a week of precious time, and the men became sullen, quick-tempered, and fought frequently among themselves. On all sides, McClure ran into trouble. The heavy log shed, which housed his supply of blasting powder, mysteriously caught fire. A dozen men were injured in the terrible explosion that followed. Then, a section car, which the crew had left securely blocked on the steep downgrade from the summit, broke loose and went plunging into the canyon floor. A twisted mass of useless wreckage and broken tools. And suddenly came the crushing blow that spelled certain defeat for Rigger McClure.
Rigger! Boss! Where are you?
What in the blazes is wrong now?
Listen! Men are quitting! Pulling out!
What? What are they quitting for?
You hear what they're yelling about? Gold!
Gold? What gold?
I sent some men into Janesville this morning to get some more blasting powder. They come back yelling their heads off about a big strike.
Oh, wait a minute. News came from Janesville, huh?
Yeah.
Fairway is smarter than I gave him credit for.
Fairway? What's Dude Fairway got to do with it?
Oh.
Oh, you mean...
Sure. Well, I wish my friend the Masked Man was here now. I'd like to see how he'd handle a mess like this. Hey, you buzzards! What do you think you're doing anyway? Don't you know we got a railroad to build? Well, speak up. I want to know how come you're walking out on me in the middle of a job. All right. Those that want to leave, go on up to the office and get your money. Those that want to stay, get back to work. But if you're leaving, you better go pronto. Because I'm sure itching to dust my knuckles off of your thick skulls. Come on, Slim. You and me are going to Jamesville, too. And this time I'm going to give that dirty tin horn a real going over. All the sneak and low-down tricks.
Hey, you were just wishing the Masked Man was here. Look yonder.
Come on, Silver!
Yeah. Wonder where his engine partner is.
Oh, Silver, steady.
Howdy, Masked Man.
Howdy.
Steady, big fella. Are your men pulling out, McClure?
Sure. And you know why? Gold rush. Gold my grandmother. I'm going to town right now and give Dude Fairway something to remember me
by. Right. Stay here, McClure. You can give a great many people something to remember you by. You can still beat Dude Fairway by running the railroad into Prairie Bend on schedule.
Oh, we ain't even up to Summit yet. My franchise is up in 2 weeks.
Yes, I know.
Huh. Well, maybe you know how to run 40 miles of track through these hills in 14 days with a dozen men working for you.
No, not a dozen, Rigger. But with 300 men, the job shouldn't be too difficult.
300? What the Sam?
You look up on that slope, Rigger. You'll see them coming now.
Hey, quick, boss. Get your rifles. They're coming. Look at them come. Engines. Must be a million of them. Biggest war party I ever seen.
Wait. That isn't a war party, man.
Yeah, but I don't... What's the idea, anyway?
You suspected from the start that so-called gold strike was Faraway's idea. He knew you were having trouble meeting your payroll. He figured your men would jump at a chance to get rich quick.
Yeah, but what about these engines?
If you look carefully, you'll see Tano at the front, riding beside the chief. Your men, Rigger, until the job is finished.
Well, as I remember, it was Faraway's idea to get the engines to ride this way. Now they're here. Thank heaven they're with us and not against us.
With McClure and his few loyal workers supervising the job, the rails were laid over the summit. And then with incredible speed, the husky young Indians completed the work of running the line into Prairie Bend. Wearily, but with a feeling of grim satisfaction at the outcome of things, Rick McClure waited in the tiny terminal office. In the background, the telegraph key was cracking busily.
Mr. McClure! I got James, Bill.
Here's the message. Just came in.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Hey, you fellas, listen to this. Heartiest congratulations, McClure and men. Special train leaving Jamesville immediately carrying division manager, His Excellency the Governor and staff, and others will arrive Prairie Bend tonight. Hey, how about that now, huh? Hey, hi there, masked man. You get the good news? They're shoving a special under the line from Jamesville. Probably left by now.
Yes, Rigger, I heard. I also have some bad news.
Bad news? Oh, shucks, there ain't no more bad news for me, mister. The railroad's building the Prairie Bend, ain't it?
Yes. Tell me, what were the terms of your bet with Faraway, or rather, the bet your men made?
Why, well, what do you mean?
Was the wager to be paid when the railroad was finished, or when the first train arrived in Prairie Bend?
Why, yeah, that was it. When the first train rolls into the bend, why?
And you haven't won yet. Oh, here comes Tonto with a man who might be able to explain a few things.
Hey, let me alone, Jensen.
You move, Tonto, gambler.
Faraway. What in the blue blazes?
Tonto and I just found this man riding away from the railroad line.
Riding away? What have you been up to now, Faraway?
What makes you think I've been up to something?
We'll see. Rigger, have your telegraph operator contact Jamesville. Warn them to be on the lookout for trouble anywhere along the line.
You hear that, fella? Get busy with that telegraph key. I'll tell you what to say.
Mr. McClure, the line's dead.
Dead? Listen, I helped to run that wire myself, and it was put up right, see? And I bet... Maybe I better ask you, Faraway. You've been up to some more tricks, maybe.
Yeah, why don't you stop acting like the bogeyman was after you?
Here. Maybe this tell truth.
What? Pair of wire cutters.
How to find them in gambler's saddlebag.
Faraway, I've been promising myself the pleasure of taking you apart ever since young Willie Stanley got killed in that landslide at the gorge. And now, mister, I'm going to keep that promise. I'm going to whip your worthless hide until you tell the truth and the whole truth.
No, see here, McClure.
I think you'll need Tot on me for a while, McClure. We'll be just outside the door. Come on, Tonto.
No, wait. Don't leave me alone with this crazy man. He'll kill me.
Oh, McClure? Nonsense. McClure's a railroad man, not a murderer.
Hang on to your hat, gambler. All right, masked man. Come on in, I'll give you the bad news.
Well?
It's worse than we figured.
Oh?
This slimy rat got it all fixed to wreck the train from Jamesville when she comes down to the summit.
Tell me about it quickly.
Oh, no use hurrying. There ain't a blessed thing we can do. No chance.
Yes, there is a chance. Tell me quickly.
Listen, it's 34 miles from here to the summit. Just halfway to Jamesville.
What has Faraway done?
Loosened the tie spikes on that downgrade, this side of the summit. Figured that the train would be rolling pretty fast coming down that long grade and... Hey, where you going, you big fella?
Come on, Silver! Silver! Faster, big fellow! We've got to stop that train! Hail Silver! Away!
Westward from Jamesville, the tiny locomotive struggled furiously up the long grade toward the summit. While in the single coach to the rear, the governor chatted pleasantly with other state executives and railroad officials.
Now we're almost to the top. Gentlemen, that summit just ahead is the highest point of elevation in the state.
Certainly is a magnificent view from here. Just think of the travelers in days to come who will enjoy this great spectacle. By the way, Governor, what's the name of this summit?
Name? Well, don't believe it ever had a name, sir. Just make a note of that. What's the train stopping for? Here's the conductor. Perhaps he can...
But I tell you, you can't come in this car.
Just keep going. I want to speak to the governor.
It's a masked man. He's going to rob the train.
Wait, gentlemen, wait. This masked man happens to be the Lone Ranger. And I'm sure there must be a good reason for him to stop this train.
A very good reason, sir.
Swiftly, the Lone Ranger related what had happened. As he finished telling of Dude Faraway's last treacherous attempt to wreck the train, Rigger McClure appeared on the scene.
Here, Colonel McClure now. I think he can give you all the evidence you need against Faraway.
Yes, certainly.
Howdy, Governor. Well, you can thank your lucky stars and the Lone Ranger. This train ain't piled up in a heap.
Yes, and we can thank the masked man's great horse, Silver. It seems incredible.
He didn't leave Prairie Bend until 10 minutes after you pulled out of Jamesville.
Oh, what a magnificent horse. Gentlemen, you were asking me the name of this summit. I suggest that we christen it now. Let it be known always as Silver Summit.
And Silver! Away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.